If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. Text the men's room at 206-803-ROCK.
TV Time with Ted brought to you by Xfinity. Give them a call, 1-800-XFINITY.
The men's room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please serve everyone out? Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth, 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 Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Andrew, you understand how this here game is played?
Oh, yeah. I'm 3 for 3 on this game.
Oh, the braggart. All right, Andrew, let's see if we can go 4 for 4. Today, you have your choice of 1 of 3 stories. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Let's go License to Spill.
A semi-truck crash on a Virginia highway's runaway truck ramp caused the roadway to be covered in something. The Albemarle County Police Department said on social media that officers responded alongside the Albemarle County Fire Rescue on a report of a crashed semi at the Rockfish Gap Turnpike. Police said, quote, while there is no impact to the travel lanes at this time, the crash has resulted in debris across the roadway. They posted a photo included of the wreckage and surrounded by all the stuff. Anyway, they say motorists should be aware that the scattered product may attract wildlife to the area. Please drive with caution and stay alert for any animals that might be crossing the road. So that was the point. The wreck itself, the stuff that spilled out of the back, didn't cause too many problems as far as traffic goes, but the amount of wildlife that it would attract, they felt what might be a future problem. So the question is, what did the truck spill that might attract the local wildlife? Was it lettuce? Was it corn? Was it carrots or was it bird seed? So lettuce, corn, carrots, or bird seed? I like that that's the angle on this. Like, look, man, the mess is easy to clean up, but all of the local animals are kind of come out for this.
You know, corn, I've never seen a lot of animals in a cornfield. I know they probably go in
crows
there,
maybe.
But if the corn is then shucked, if it's shucked, it's different. But if it's
right.
I'm going to go, Andrew. I'm going to go carrots.
Well, because they said that it's not likely to cause damage or problems on the road, I'm going to go away from carrots and corn because I feel like if there's a bunch of carrots and corn on the road, it's going to damage your car.
That's fair.
I'm well, they could be baby carrots. Seed. You're going to go bird seed?
That's what I'm leaning toward.
Okay. Right. Because the thing is, it's birds love bird seeds. But like my buddy's parents live in Monroe, and their issue is that the bears eat the bird seed.
Really?
Squirrels eat bird seed.
I know squirrels do for sure.
Hell, yeah. If there's enough sunflower seeds in there, Ted Smith eats bird seed.
Yes. Well, it's in our backyard. What the hell?
I'm just hungry, dude. Just having a snack. Sneaky little snack back here.
You're going bird seed along with Andrew there?
Me and Andrew are locked in for bird seed. Andrew, I'm speaking for you. Give us the bird seed.
Well, it spilled all over the road there in Virginia. Was it lettuce, corn, carrots, or bird seed? We'll let you know next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Category is license to spill on profile. This, we got a semi crash on a Virginia emergency escape ramp. Spilled debris over the hillway and then onto the roadway. And one thing that they're warning people about is that what spilled could possibly attract wildlife in the area.
Yeah, that was a big concern.
To be on the lookout for that. So the question is, what did the truck spill? Lettuce, corn, carrots, or bird seed?
A couple of quick texts here. It says, in Virginia, I do declare. And for the record, they say all animals eat bird seed. It's like shark to chum. And bird seed, Andrew, the Ted Smith, that is what you guys guessed. It's not bird seed. You're not three for four, Andrew. Hell? I'm going to start keeping track, brother. But 75%,
not bad.
I'll take it.
Andrew, I'll take that one.
It's a C+.
Is that a C+? Is that a C or a C+? 75. I feel like you're just hitting C,
no,
right?
No, it's mid-level C.
Yeah, so that's just a C. No, right. You got to get like a 77 for a C+. Come
Some
on, man.
Schools used to be like 72, 82.
I'm still passing.
Trust me, I had that argument with my parents many, many a report card.
Right. I'm with Andrew. I'm going to call my mom when I get home. Hey, Mom. I got a C+ today.
Miles, you went with carrots.
I did.
Believe it or not, it was corn.
It was corn.
Yeah, corn.
Corn.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. Stephen Colbert. The Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Writers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there. The title is, guys have teams of talents and writers helping come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
Starbucks' new free refill perk has tripled customer traffic in stores, which is perfect for everyone thinking, this Starbucks is okay. I just wish there was three times more people using that bathroom.
That's a foul.
Writers?
Colbert.
Starbucks' new free refill perk has tripled customer traffic in stores, which is perfect for everyone thinking, this Starbucks is okay. I just wish there were three times more people using that bathroom.
The restaurant chain Hooters has filed for bankruptcy, but its parent company promises that Hooters will still be around. And they have two big reasons why.
V. Ted Smith, yes.
It was me.
That's a good one.
Huh, yeah.
Boob joke.
The baby brand Frida has announced a breast milk flavored ice cream.
Yeah.
So if you love ice cream and you love being on watch list.
Seth Meyers.
That's sad.
The baby brand Frida has announced it will offer breast milk flavored ice cream. So if you love ice cream and you love being on watch lists.
What's his name from, it's not Captain America. Highlander.
Homelander. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Good call.
The Department of Agriculture has just announced the recall of more than 200,000 pounds of egg beaters because they might contain a cleaning solution. That sucks because one of my favorite Easter traditions is hiding egg beaters from the kids.
Colbert.
Fallon.
Damn it.
Hey, get this. The Department of Agriculture just announced a recall of more than 200,000 pounds of egg beaters because they might contain cleaning solution. That's too bad. One of my favorite Easter traditions is hiding egg beaters for the kids.
DoorDash will soon let users buy and pay later for fast food. Hold on. They're going to let Americans eat Taco Bell on credit? You don't want to have to tell your kids, sorry, you don't have a college fund because you have to understand Daddy really wanted diarrhea.
Colbert.
That is Colbert.
DoorDash will soon let users buy now, pay later for fast food. Hold on. They're going to let Americans eat Taco Bell on credit? You don't want to have to tell your kids, I'm sorry you don't have a college fund, but you have to understand, Daddy really wanted diarrhea.
All right, so sad news yesterday. Actor Val Kilmer passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Val Kilmer's been in a ton of stuff. Started out as a stage actor in the earlys, became a star in Hollywood in comedies like Top Secret and Real Genius. And then after that, obviously, he was in Top Gun, which, you know, one of the most famous lines of all time.
You can be my wingman anytime. Full you can be mine.
You know, the first one, I really rallied hard for him to make the movie.
You're everyone's problem.
And the kind of talent that he has. And you see that scene. It's very special. This is very special.
Yeah.
It's funny. To read anything about him, everything that said actor Val Kilmer died, they always listed two movies. And one of them was always Top Gun. Then the other ones bounced around a little bit. So some Correct. Said Tombstone. And I go, okay, that's cool. Then the other ones bring up the Batman movie. And I'm like, I don't think that's the legacy he wanted to leave behind. I think Tombstone and Top Gun, you go, yeah, man.
And the Doors, the Oliver Stone.
Doors, right. Dig
you
right
know, I saw that when I was younger. I'm sure it was a, from what I remember, it got me into the Doors. I mean, I was buying their music after
All right,
that.
So, I mean, real quick, though, and Mike, you can even just play this lower underneath. Like, this is him practicing for the Doors. He sang all that music.
Yeah, you know, the day destroy the night. Night divide the day.
Oh, that's pretty damn close.
It is, yeah.
Very close.
And he did all the songs in there. So you're right, Miles. I mean, that's a great movie, too. Jim Morrison was always a little, I don't know. I like the Doors, like their music. I never really got into them a ton. But, yeah, just the fact he sang all that music is unreal.
Yeah, and they were quoting Batman. I'm like, come on, man. As many movies as that man's done, you can bring up Batman.
Not right. only that, but
he
you
was
think
in
you...
Willow.
Yeah.
Yep.
True Romance.
He played Elvis.
Hell, I mean, forget, like, I'm with you. I think his portrayal of Doc Holliday is unreal. But then in the Heat, or Heat.
Yeah, in the Heat, yeah.
Right, in the Heat. He's not a female dog. I know.
Porno.
Yes, he played a female dog.
Which I still contend that shootout scene in Heat is one of the coolest movie scenes
it's awesome.
I've ever seen in my life. Also, like, let's just say what it is. Val Kilmer was very attractive, right? And, like, he just made stuff look cool. You know what I mean? Kind of like Brad Pitt does sometimes, right?
Sure.
It just looks cool. And, like, you see pictures of him from Heat or Tombstone, just like, God damn. Like, you know what I mean? Like, wish I looked like Val Kilmer. Yeah, I mean, he's been in a bunch of stuff. And then, sadly, you know, he got throat cancer. He did kind of step away before that.
Yeah.
You know, and he was a monster star, but just was like, kind of stepping away. And then, obviously, with the throat cancer and everything, you know, I think that's got to kind of... It's got to kind of weigh on somebody, too, when you're such a sex symbol.
Yeah.
And then you get a little bit older, you know what I mean? And he's always wearing scarves. He wants people to see him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when I get older and something bad happens, I don't have to sweat it. You know, I'm not a sex symbol. Right? Val Kilmer,
you
it's like...
You got to keep drinking.
Yeah, you can walk around with your trach hanging out.
Yeah, well, right.
Hello.
I do think it's great that they got him back, even for a small part in the second one and this and that. And good on... Like, we can make fun of Tom Cruise all day long, but good on him for being like... I don't care. It's Top Gun.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, he's got to at least show up at some part in that movie. He's got to be a part of it.
It's funny. Me and BD, we were talking about making fun of Tom Cruise because it's fun and it's easy to do. I'm like, I can't really list a lot of movies he's done that I don't like.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, the guy's been a phenomenal actor. He's been around for 40
years. Maybe like The Last
Samurai
or something.
I mean, right, there's as many movies as he's put out, like, there's no doubt you're going to have a couple of stinkers, as they say, but overwhelmingly, I'm like... I enjoy his movies, man, but I also like to make fun of them.
I mean, look, I tell everybody this, because you just get so used to the Mission Impossible.
Sure, which are awesome.
Right, I just saw the preview for it, right?
And me
like,
too.
Before he even said the line, I knew what he was going to say. One last time.
Yeah.
But I was like, when he says it, it's cool. But I go back all the time to Born on 4th of July, which to me is a powerful movie.
It is.
And he gives a great performance in it.
Didn't he get an Academy Award for that?
I can't remember if he was at least got nominated. One or if he... I'm almost positive he was nominated, but I can't remember if he won for that.
Not a fun movie. It's like Full Metal Jacket, where I saw it, I fully respect it, I do not need to see it again.
Correct.
Yeah. It's like, that's great. Watch it once, you're good.
Right, in Full Metal Jacket, I say this all the time, like, you might watch...
First half.
You watch the first half about until Gunny gets it.
And then you're done.
Right, by the time you get there, you don't want to...
And we're done.
Right, but the second half, obviously, I mean, they're in Vietnam. It's just horrible.
Yes, it is.
Sick and twisted. Now, have you guys ever seen the World War One movie called 1917?
No.
All right, great movie. You're not usually going to hear me talk about this, but the way they filmed
cinematography
is awesome. It's one strain of thought, if that makes sense, right? Like, you follow these guys through the bunkers and everything. ditch. What do you call it? Trench warfare. Then they're out. But that's a big thing in that movie. So I found this show last night. It's brand new. It's a British crime drama called Adolescence.
Okay.
And it didn't. The reason I clicked on it is the guy that plays the main cop was the main criminal in another British show I like called Top Boy. But it shot the entire same way, right? What was I gonna say? What do they say? Each of the four episodes is shot in one continuous take.
Oh, nice.
Right? Okay. It's also, I won't lie to you, Miles, your kids are grown up, so you won't mind. Thrill, you might want to wait a few years before you watch this show.
Okay.
Because it's about a 13-year-old boy who basically the cops show up and are charging him with murder.
Yeah, I don't want to see that, man.
Right. The family is obviously like, this got to be some terrible mistake and this and that. And then as you get into it more... It's kind of interesting. It's the main cop. His son is also in this school, and they don't have a great relationship. But he's like, Dad, I got to talk to you and explain to you something. And they're like, because they just, at this point, they can't figure it out. And the cops are like us, right? They're in their 40s and stuff. And they're like, well, this girl, the victim, she's commenting on his Instagram. And like, they keep saying, like, well, they had to be friends. And he's like, Dad, I have to tell you. And he's like, no. You got to see what they're saying here.
All right.
And it's like red pill, blue pill, and he's talking about, you know, the Matrix and this and that. And he's like, just shut up, basically. Like, no. That's what this means. That's what this means. And basically, I'm only two episodes in. I'm probably going to pump out. There's only four episodes, the next two episodes. But, like, basically you realize, like, this kid, like, this girl isn't commenting nice things.
Right.
They just have no idea that she is just ripping them a new one. Everybody's liking it. And it's a good example of how this day and age, obviously kids get still bullied in school.
Yeah.
But the online bullying where everybody can see it.
Exactly.
Right. And frankly, like, we could look at your kid. I don't know if he has an, if they do. But I'm just saying, we could look at it. There could be some kid making fun of him. We probably wouldn't know.
Yeah.
You know, so just super cool show, super intense. obviously, you know, everybody in town has views on it. Like, the one cop, he keeps going, like, they go to the school to interview kids, and he's like, how do they all know what happened and who's been murdered? Like, we didn't, like, leak anything to the press. And it's like, they're high school kids.
Yeah, I'd say that, it doesn't matter, man.
Yeah. But it just came out. It's already getting nominated for awards and this and that. I want to say it's, like, the fastest growing, like, downloaded show in, like, years or whatever. But yeah, but called Adolescence.
Okay.
You can check that out over on Netflix. Like I said, if you have a 13-year-old kid, maybe you don't want to watch it quite yet. Because it's disturbing in the realism of it.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
But if you're into just seeing stuff shot very cool, super awesome show.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to check that out tonight. Let's see. Today is a Wednesday. So your Mariners had a little day game. Spoiler alert, they won.
Good.
Yeah. Hello.
So they're even, right? Are they even? That's game six. Are they 3-3?
Mike, I don't know. 3-3?
No, 2-3.
2-3. 2-3.
Yeah, I could see people online and stuff.
3-4, sorry.
3-4.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of better.
Yeah, baseball is one of those sports, right? Like, we say this about every sport, right? Like, you can't win a championship for the first 2 months. Like, you can let it get away from
you.
You
can lose one.
Right. So let's hope that doesn't go on that way. I know you still got basketball going.
Mm-hmm.
Two different players last night in the NBA dropping 50 pieces.
Damn.
That's unreal. Steph Curry. Miles, I meant to bring this up to you earlier real quick. Steph Curry, when they talked to his coach after the game, they said, how did he end up with 50 points tonight? Like, he's been in the league forever. Was it just that week off? And he goes, the week off and a couple rounds of golf. And he goes, I'm only half kidding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like
dialing in.
That guy likes golf that much. I respect it. Steph Curry, you know, even this late in the season, you're probably going to make the playoffs. Give us some time off. Make that
absolutely
push.
Yeah. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. AI comes up with a recipe that tastes salty and looks like egg drop soup. Meanwhile, after 3 years, a North Carolina family will once again spend their days picking up poop. Maryland man finds new way to give up smoking for good. A Pennsylvania woman loses $2 million in a jacket with a hood. And a man with a machete robs a store of a cinnamon bun. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to North Carolina, where the grocery store bakery has all the goods. Employees at a local grocery store were alerted to a man that had grabbed a cinnamon bun and clearly had no intention of paying for it. How they knew that? Probably because he started walking out the door. When confronted by employees, he brandished his weapon of choice, a machete.
All right.
Employees backed off and the man rushed out of the door. Police later found him down the road scarfing down the stolen cinnamon bun. He was arrested and faces several charges, but it did produce my favorite headline of the week. Quote, machete-wielding cinnamon bun bandit caught mid-snack.
And it'd have been so much less if you just grabbed the cinnamon bun and ran out.
Exactly. They probably wouldn't have even called anybody.
Right. The machete's the difference in the whole thing, right?
Shoplifting.
It sounds like he got himself in a sticky situation.
That got it, Ted. Yes, it did. This is actually...
That arrest was the icing on the cake.
He committed a sin.
Lebanon.
It's a long way to run out of ball.
This was a story I started reading this earlier today, and I talked it out with our boy Ted. I did not know that there was a difference because he was charged with assault with a dangerous weapon. Mm-hmm. And I thought a machete, that seems awful deadly to me.
Well, we had a story yesterday where the woman swung a conch shell.
Right.
And it was a deadly weapon. But a machete is a dangerous weapon.
Okay, so that completely just takes away everything that I thought.
Right, we looked it up and it said if the weapon is used specifically to kill, like a knife or a gun, then it's a deadly weapon.
Right.
But the machete, I guess, technically is just to cut trees and bush. Right.
But my argument would be, okay, so say I brought a chef's knife from home.
Deadly weapon.
But it's not designed to kill. It's designed to
It's designed to inflict harm.
Yeah.
What about scissors? I stab you with scissors.
Right.
I kill you. It's meant to cut paper.
Right. It's just weird, the distinction. Because you go, like, if it's a chef knife, like, this is for your kitchen. I use it to kill someone, yeah.
Because just the same, they were saying that a gun is a deadly weapon. However, an empty gun that is used as a bludgeon is a dangerous weapon. So the conch cell, I would put on that same token.
Dangerous, but right. But she got charged with deadly.
Right.
Which is one of the things I noted, like, huh.
Well, all right, then.
I don't know.
Conch shell.
Maybe it's because, like, dude, you know what? He stole the cinnamon bun. He didn't rob a bank.
Right.
Let's just say dangerous.
Bring these charges down a little bit. Guy was just hungry.
I'm with you. I'm not saying to commit crime, but just walk in and grab it and leave, dude.
Right.
Even if they hand it to you, just walk out. Like, there's no reason to brandish the machete.
They're going to ask that you don't come back. They don't want the cinnamon bun.
Right. Yeah, I'd be shocked if they even chase you down the street for one bun.
They're not.
In other news, you know, you're going to get your picture taken, and it's going to be all over the front door. But in other news, a fire broke out in Annapolis, Maryland, and it was one that could have been avoided. I believe we talked about this earlier today. Firefighters got multiple calls about a fire that broke out in an apartment complex and quickly got to the scene to put out the blaze. Most everyone got out of the fire unscathed, but one resident was unfortunately consumed by it. After investigation, they determined the cause of the fire. Someone was smoking while using medical oxygen.
Come on.
Oh.
Yeah. Damage appears to be limited to the apartment where the fire started.
Like, I don't even feel bad at that point.
That's probably why they're on oxygen.
I was going to say, one, I'm a smoker, but if they put me on oxygen, I go, all right, I'll find a way to kick this habit.
You'd probably go for, like, the vape or whatnot, something without fire.
Yes, specifically that.
And how many times are we going to be here? How many times am we going to read this story?
All right, so we have, 8 months left in the year. How many more times? I'm going to say 3 more times we hear this story.
Right, that somebody.
Oxygen tank, cigarette,
Come on, gang, let's just think it through. Just stop it. Alrighty. The clock is ticking for a woman in Pennsylvania. She had bought herself a lottery ticket while out shopping one day, and like so many others, it seems, which, again, I don't know why, but she set the ticket aside and forgot all about it. Somehow, it came to her attention that after the drawing that she was the lucky winner of a $2.5 million jackpot.
Boom.
Problem is, she can't find the ticket because these people put the ticket in a drawer or in a book. Or in a bag, or throw it in the car. You bought a lottery ticket. At this point, it's an investment. Whether or not it's going to pay off, we're about to find out. You don't buy a stock and then just, delete the app. Come on now. What's worse is that she thinks that she knows where it is. It's inside of a jacket that she donated to charity.
Oh, man.
Vietnam Veterans of America is the charity that now possesses the jacket and has outlets all over the place, so the jacket really could just be anywhere.
So why would she tell people that? People are going to bum rush the place.
I thought the same thing,
dude. If
she
signed the ticket, it doesn't matter. If she signed the back of the ticket.
If she signed it.
It doesn't matter. It's still
hers. She lost it. She didn't sign it. Yeah, she put the ticket away until the drawing, and then she found out, like, oh, I won.
Oh, she didn't sign it.
Yeah, that is
That's a
$2.5 million
jacket.
Yeah. There's employees at those Vietnam Veterans of America that are.
You said exactly what kind of jacket it was, where it went. I guarantee those employees are digging
for a woman's jacket.
You're darn right. Every one of them. Search every doggone pocket that you can.
And you'll tell me that an email didn't go out in that company, that division, that
guaranteed.
Group. Right. Group email to all those people. Like, hey,
keep an eye out.
Yep. And I don't care where that thing ended up. If that, it's in Annapolis, Maryland. Or rather, it's in Pennsylvania. Sorry, that was the last story. But it's in Pennsylvania. If that thing shows up here and I'm that employee, I'm buying a ticket to get out to Pennsylvania.
Yes.
I'm cashing that bad boy.
Absolutely.
Come on, man. So, yeah, that would have been my best kept secret. I wouldn't have gone to anybody on that.
Or I'm negotiating. I want $50,000.
Hell yeah.
I'll bring you this ticket. I want 100 grand.
There you go.
How about that?
That's fair.
Because now you've got $2.4 million.
Why would you do that, though,
whatever,
Miles?
Whatever the deal is.
You got $2.5 million in your pocket. You're like, hey, I'll just take 50.
Dude, look, that's not even 4%.
I get that.
3%.
But if you got the ticket, you're not saying a damn thing.
I'm not. Yeah, but they already have the name of the woman. They already know who she is.
I get that.
So if I show up with her ticket, they'd be like,
look, you got the ticket.
Don't figure out a way not to pay if they
can't. Yeah,
can.
You're right. You're right. Just in case those stories with the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
A family in North Carolina were reunited with the family pet. Chalking the escape up to their dog's husky heritage, their beloved pooch, Kaz, managed to boost out of her pen and had been on the lam for some time. The family had all but thrown in the towel on bringing Kaz back home, but they finally found her listed on the local animal control's Animal Finder Facebook. They were elated to find out that their dog had finally been found 3 years after she had gone missing. The animal control office said that while they unite families with missing pets all the time, having found and brought back a dog that had been missing for 3 years was a feather in the cap.
Sure.
Which absolutely it would be. Good on you guys. And 3 years is probably where my line is because I'm always that guy that we found our cat after 10 years. Like, that's not your cat anymore. You lost that cat at a year old. So, yes, for that first year, he's very thankful that you kept him alive for that long. That cat has more time away from you than it does with you. 3 years, is that cat? That's still your dog. That works. Men's Room Sports are brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What. As Ted said earlier today, the Mariners wrapped up their series against the Tigers this afternoon after losing the first two games to Detroit. They kept the sweep at bay in the main matinee game, winning a dramatic 3-2 score in the last seconds. They'll take tomorrow to hit the road to make for San Francisco to begin their weekend series against the Giants. As far as what you're going to watch tonight, you got more baseball on the night, as well as NBA basketball, college tournament hoops, and Kraken hockey as they're in Vancouver taking on the Canucks. Find out where and when to watch all those sports in one convenient location. It's called the Sports on What app. As far as your weather, we've got a few showers early tonight with clouds lingering around overnight, bringing temperatures down to a low of 41. Tomorrow, those clouds are still hanging around, but they're expected to break up as we move into the day with partly cloudy skies and a high right around 58. So enjoy that, everybody. That's it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is on.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Join us tomorrow. Seattle Rock Day is on. Nothing but the best from Seattle all day. Lovely Jolene is coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.